It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals.
If I could say one thing to the Disneyland executives, I would say, stop trying to make Disneyland Disney World. They're bringing over all the things, and I was really mad about one thing in particular. But now I sort of love it, and I'm okay with it. Change is hard, and we're going to talk about some of those changes along with magic bands at Disneyland. I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
And I'm Becca with this crazy adventure called life.
So, like I mentioned, I was not happy that these little guys were coming to Disneyland. I love our classic park. I love that it's the original. Our castle is smaller, but it is near and dear, and we love it. Plus, we always talk about it. It's the only park Walt ever stepped foot in. And would Walt wear one of these? I don't know, but I'm digging them. They've been around for a while, and people always ask in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group, are magic bands worth it? Becca, first tell me about the cost of these.
Oh, man. I haven't bought one for, I'd say, 6 months because I have so many because they're addictive. But even though I haven't bought one for a while, last time I looked, they're around $45 each. But I have noticed a lot of times they have like sales. Like if you buy two, you get $20 off. So That helps lower the price. But yeah, they are spendy. And that makes a lot of people go, is it really worth it?
Totally. So let's quickly rattle off some of the reasons why you maybe wouldn't get a Magic Band Plus. Now at Disneyland, you do need the Plus version. That's the updated version. The old version does not work at Disneyland Park. So a couple of reasons why you wouldn't. Price. Maybe you're only going once. This is a couple day thing and you're not coming back. Anything else that you can think why you wouldn't buy one?
Obviously, you already said price. So I think another one is you're worried about if you have sensitive, you know, like sensory issues with having things around your wrists, that kind of thing. That is one that I think a lot of people worry about, but there is a workaround. So, but yeah, those are the main ones I can think of that you wouldn't really want it. A lot of people also are concerned that they'll lose them, but we have lost them and I have good insight on that too. But yeah, those are the main ones that I can think of.
Okay. So we don't want to lose our magic bands. And one thing you might have noticed is this little guy. I just bought a pack of these online. Disney doesn't sell them, but it just is like a watch strap, an extra thing, because these are really quite not super, super flexible, and they can just pop open at any time. And without that, it would fall off. Becca, what happened when one of your kids lost their magic bands at Disneyland?
Okay. So he lost it on Autopia our very last night. It was late at night. And my husband went back to try and ask the cast members if they could look, but there was like, there are so many cards. We can't look through all the cards. You're going to have to fill out a lost and found. It was really late. So I didn't do it that night. I'm like, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Because you do it within the app. But the next day, before I even got a chance, they had found the magic band. And because it's linked to your Disney account, they just said, hey, we found your magic band. Do you want to pick it up or do you want us to ship it? Well, we were already on our way home because he lost our last night. And I said, ship it. And they shipped it for free. And it was there by the time we got home, I think, because we took a few days to get home. So yeah, it was nice. That was really great. Now he did lose another one. So this is the same child. He is a sensory seeking child. So he plays with things a lot on his wrists, in his mouth, things like that. He lost one off Disney property and that one was never recovered. So We've done something else as well now. And I should have brought one down here to show, but I didn't. But I found online, you can order things where you pop the center tag out. That part. Yep. And you can put it in a like a holder that you can either put in a necklace or on a lanyard or a keychain or something. And so that is what I have for my kids now. They have one, and I even used one when I went to Walt Disney World in September, because I have a smartwatch. And so then adding on also a magic, you know, it gets to be a lot, and sometimes I don't mind it, but it was, I went to Florida and it's like 99% humidity while we were there. And I was like, no, I don't want this on my wrist. So I wore it in one of the pendants and got a lanyard, and it worked great. So there are options on Etsy. Just make sure you, when you're looking at them, that you think about charging them, because some of them you have to remove to charge. And luckily I thought about that, and I made sure whatever kind of pendants or cases I bought, they were compatible with the charger, so I don't have to take them out of those pendants to charge them.
Okay, cool. So we've talked a lot about logistics and buying them and not losing them, but what do magic bands actually do? My favorite thing that they do is scan me into the parks. So I wear it on my wrist, but again, I could attach it to my backpack or whatever, but I'm just able to tap to get in. And now Disneyland is trying out some new turnstiles, which will make this even more effective. In order to use this as my ticket, you do need to link it to a ticket in your Disneyland app beforehand, and also give it a good charge every night. You want to charge those up. Every person in your party needs an individual one. Now, I can go and be the only person in my party to have one. That's fine, but you can't store multiple tickets on one. So you can do it however way you want, but this is not one for your whole group. Okay, so getting in the parks, what else can a Magic Band Plus do at Disneyland?
The other one I love to use it for is entering the lightning lanes. So, and also DashPass, you can scan them when you're doing a return for DashPass, or even when you're setting up DashPass. If you're doing it at a kiosk, they can scan them for that. So I love them for that reason, because it's just so quick and easy. Instead of getting out your phone, putting it in, having to swipe through the different tickets, everyone just scans in.
Yes, I love that as well. You're going to tap it against those little pillars that has the Mickey thing, and then it lights up green, meaning you are good to go. One thing I would just mention is to let your kids know that you'll let them know when it's time to tap. We had one of our little ones tap when we weren't using Lightning Lane, because we decided that the regular wait time was short enough and we wanted to ride it again later. And he tapped and redeemed it when we didn't want to, because it was really cool to see those light up, right? So we were able to get that sorted out, but just a word of caution there to make sure that your little ones tap when you tell them to. And that's a great way to access the lightning lanes without getting out your phone or sorting through the tickets. So what else do magic bands do?
They just have a little extra magic to your day. So as you either tap in or as you're exiting rides, sometimes they'll glow or vibrate, especially leaving Haunted Mansion. It does it to the heartbeat, as like it's really slow at first. And then as you get closer to coming back out into the living world, your heartbeat gets stronger, which is really cool. It synchronizes with the nighttime shows as far as lighting up. So World of Color, the fireworks, hopefully Fantasmic when it returns with its new show. We'll see that as well. So that's great. But my kids' favorite extra thing to do with this is something that can eat up a whole day if I let it. And that is, they love doing the bounty hunter in Galaxy's Edge. They think that is the coolest thing ever.
Yes, my nephew bought a magic band during his like once every few year trip, just so that he could do that in Galaxy's Edge. That was his souvenir. He bought a really cool, sleek, just matte black one, because, you know, when we're 15, that's what we got, right? And got the app, and he charged it up during lunch with an extra charger that I had, and was able to play that during his time in Galaxy's Edge. So even if you're only going one time, there might be something that interest the kids enough or you enough as an adult that you'll want to have those. I just think it's so convenient, and I really hope that they'll be quick to add more features to it, because they do have other features at Walt Disney World, like tap to pay and tap to enter your hotel rooms. I'm looking forward to that coming to Disneyland Resort. Do you think that you would use those features?
Not as much at Disneyland, because remember the tap to pay and the enter your room obviously only works for guests of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort. So since I normally stay off property, I wouldn't be using those as much as I do at Walt Disney World, where I normally stay on property. But there are other things I would like to see added. And I think that we should talk about this, because
yes,
Disney,
tell me.
Come on, listen to us, Disney. Okay, first thing is, I wish it would vibrate when your mobile order is ready.
Yes, that would
Wouldn't
be amazing.
That would be
Anything
so nice.
Anything to like get us off of our phones would be perfect.
Yes. So that's one thing I'd really like to see them add. I would also love to see them add more bounty hunter type stuff in Redwood Creek Challenge Trail, Ooh. Pirate's Lair on Tom Sawyer's Island, and even in Goofy's How to Play Yard, you could add some stuff that might be cool.
Those but are really that one good options.
I'm not as much into the Goofy's one because it's got so much hands-on stuff. I don't think you really need it there. But the other two, I would love to see something kind of along the lines of the Bounty Hunter game. So those are a few things I want.
I love that. Okay, we need to find out who is in charge of that type of development over at Disneyland Resort and get in touch. Because those are really great ideas, Becca. And I know, you know, when you give Disney ideas, you have to release all. So I think that goes without saying. You could take the idea. You're not being expected to get paid for it. We want those features. That's
I just
super
want it
fun.
There, and I want it done before my kids get too old for those places.
Yes. So I have, I think, 8 Magic Bands right now. We have 5 in our family. And no, I might have 9, something like that. But I actually have extra because when people come with us, I let them use one of our Magic Bands. So you can reuse it for different tickets later on. And I just love when our whole party has the Magic Bands. I feel like it just makes it a lot easier. So for me, I love it that much that I actually keep extras. How many do you own at this point?
I'm embarrassed to say because it's a lot.
It's all right. It's all right. Let it out.
I think I own about 20.
Okay. So I have you're like,
big family.
Why do you need 20? This is the first model. This is the first where they were just plain colors. There are so many. Name off some of them that you have or want to get.
Okay. So each of my family members has one that's for like, that's around their like personality or whatever. So my mother-in-law, she has a grumpy one because grumpy's kind of her thing. My kids have Star Wars or Marvel or all that kind of stuff. But for me personally, I have a Jungle Cruise one that I really love. I have a Disney 100 one that I really love. I have the Magic Key one exclusive, and I actually have 4 of those, but that's because they had this weird sale where I could get it for $1 and they didn't limit it to just 1 per person. So yep. I was able to get 3 extras of those. I already had 1. I got 3 extras just so I could have them for the same reason, to give to people that are coming with me. I'm trying to think of other ones I have right off that. Those are the ones I use the most. I have a Mickey Mouse one that's just a kind of fun, colorful one. And I have some plain colored ones. So I have a lot.
Okay. So when you're thinking about purchasing them, they have a ton in Downtown Disney. You can go there the night before you enter the parks, and it's literally a whole wall. So take a look at those and let us know in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group. Are Magic Bands for you, or are you just going to keep going with the traditional mobile device and using everything that way? Because they are phasing out paper tickets, so you won't be able to use those as much anymore. We love Magic Bands, and we can't wait to see it evolve and see how it changes the way that we do Disneyland and makes it better. We're so glad that you are here listening and watching. Let us know in the comments, in the reviews, if you're liking this podcast. We want to hear from you, and we will see you real soon at Disneyland.